joined by manager Andy Clarkson following today's 3-1 win here at Longreach Town. Andy, just give us your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, we're a well contested game. Obviously, Longreach are a well balanced side. You know, flying at the top of their league, obviously going well. So we set up the formation to tackle, you know, absolutely get amongst them and press them high. I don't think many teams will come here and press high. We went with a 4-5-1, but attacking it became a 4-3-3. And in the end, it worked to our advantage.
I thought we were very unlucky to come in at the break 1-0 down. We created loads of chances. Lee Dovey and goals made two superb saves, particularly the one where he's denied Rixey, who pounced on the rebound with that header and he's just got up out of nowhere and plucked out of the air. But second half, different story, and a lot like the Whitchurch game, we've gone from first half being unlucky to second half taking the game in our stride and dominating the second half, really.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, the keeper did fantastic in the first half. He did well in the second half as well. I feel they could have probably had another one and we could have had another 4 or 5, definitely. That wouldn't have flattered us at all. But, you know, I said to my lads in the dressing room, it wasn't good enough in the first half. Well, I'll rephrase it. The performance was good enough, but little mistakes cost us. And I gave him a right good telling off in the dressing room at half-time. And one or two had to look at themselves and step up, and they did. And Dino was one of them, came up and scored that goal. We know Dino can do, and he performed well in the second half. So, yeah, it was all good and well, and a great second half performance.
No such thing as a goal drought in the Sear household. Two for Rick this afternoon, back on the score sheet. Good to see that.
It were brilliant, weren't they? At times, they were unplayable with Rick, and both goals were like each other, weren't the carbon copies. I told Rick today I wanted him to play on the wide right, and he took it well. He's played a lot of that time for Kendall last season. Prefers down the middle, but I tell you, going forward, we were like a three up front, weren't we? And I thought the front three, Rick Sear, Ricardo, Brian Riley, were fantastic.
And Joe Booth particularly, coming back from injury, getting back to match fitness, but that second half was superb. Just sitting in front of the back four and dictating the play. They couldn't cope with some of his passing second half.
Some of his passing were fantastic. You know, he's got vision. You know, Joe knows what he's going to do before he gets the ball, you know, and that's the thing. And then when he gets the ball, he makes it happen. He unlocks the door. And I said that to him before the game. I want you to play a central defensive midfield position, get the ball and unlock the door. But he did more than that today. He didn't just sit there and play and pass. He got around the field. He was like a young 21-year-old again. That's the best I've seen Joe Booth play this season so far.
And a chance for a bit of revenge in the next round of the Macron Cup. City-Liverpool away. Probably our hardest game this season when they beat us at home, but chance for a little bit of revenge at Bootle.
We've got on a little run now, haven't we? We've gone, what, 3 games unbeaten? All right, it's a small run. And I'm hoping that Macron Cup isn't too close, really, in argument to, you know. We were doing so well before that, weren't we? We're doing well in the league, doing well in the FA Cup, and then we suddenly come against City Liverpool, got Dick 5-1. We weren't at the races that day. So I think our lads know what it'll mean next time to play against them. We'll give it a right good go against them in the next round, and we'll try and progress further in this competition.
And finally, nice to hear Sweet Caroline bouncing out the away dressing room at the end of the game.
Can't beat a bit of Sweet Caroline, can you? It's our trademark winning song. We played it a lot at the start of the season. We haven't played it a lot lately, but long may that continue.